Okay, this is Dale Sellers, president of Life Leap Institute, and we're here tonight to talk about psychic development and personal growth, two things which actually go hand in hand. And on the phone with me tonight, I have as a guest Daryl Lee. He's a graduate of our Advanced Perception course, the Advanced Psychic Training course. He's a longtime student, and along with excelling in his media work, he's also worked with me throughout the years doing different psychic-based services, working on different cases with police, some of my larger corporate clients. You know, he's a very good psychic and has a lot of background and experience behind him. So, Daryl, I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to you here, and then we'll get started.
Okay. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. As Dale said, my name is Daryl Lee, and I'm a personal friend of Dale Sellers. I'm also a longtime student of Life Leap Institute's Advanced Psychic Training course. Before we begin, let me tell you a little bit about Dale Sellers. He is the founder and the president of Life Leap Institute. Dale's a professional psychic that's endorsed by police officers, Fortune 500, CEOs, doctors, and other highly credible people. He has over about 7,000 psychic counseling sessions under his belt, along with, you know, high-profile media exposure, like interviews with psychic detectives and numerous other engagements. He received his former psychic training at IAP. His methods are based upon 75 years of international research and thousands of case studies involving psychic development and personal growth. He's a certified teacher, and over the years has trained all types of people like myself how to develop their own psychic ability, including, you know, police officers, business owners, college students, doctors, attorneys, and others. Bill's years of training and experience put him in a perfect situation tonight to be a powerful voice for you guys on this discussion of psychic development. And tonight we'll be covering what psychic ability really is, some of the history involving psychic awareness, and even some practical techniques for developing and applying your own, you know, psychic ability. You know, Dale, of course, you know, we thank you for being here.
Definitely.
I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, all right. Welcome aboard, everybody. Okay, this is Dale Sellers again, president of Life Leap Institute. And, okay, tell you what, let's go ahead and jump right in by first taking a look at what psychic really means, the definition of psychic. The standard definition in the dictionary that I found is of the soul. So, I mean, we're talking about perception or abilities that operate from a deeper level of awareness, from the soul or a metaphysical level. And this doesn't necessarily mean that we are talking anything about witchcraft, Satanism, tarot cards, runes, or seeing dead people. It simply means that we're talking about a deeper level of awareness, a spiritual level of awareness. And I'm not here to judge anybody else's path or perspective. My point is that psychic ability doesn't necessarily have to do with these other approaches. In fact, it's been around much longer than many of these other paths. For example, you have the Aborigines in Australia. You know, if you've ever seen the book, what's the name of that book? Messages from the Down Under. Is that it, Daryl? I think so. Yeah, they talk about the Aborigines communicating to each other psychically, simply by placing a stick up to the ground and being able to do this from miles and miles away. You know, I think an anthropologist actually wrote that book. You know, you have the Hunas in Hawaii. You know, these guys have been around forever. They're more indigenous people in Hawaii. There's a great book, The Secret Science Behind Miracles, written by Max Freedom Long. He's a psychologist, covering his experiences with the Hunas. And then you have, you know, the Greek oracles, dating back thousands of years ago, so this isn't something new. So, you know, I think the best way to get a better understanding of what we're talking about here is to look at it from a scientific perspective. Okay, first you have to look at quantum physics. We have David Baum. He's a Berkeley University graduate. He's was a Princeton University professor. He was one of Einstein's proteges. He was a University of London physicist. and really known in science as one of the world's greatest thinkers. And, you know, a couple of concepts that he more or less coined or kind of launched into perspective, I guess. You know, don't want to get too technical here or confuse everybody on the phone tonight, but, you know, I think it's important that we discuss these things because this is cutting-edge science here. You know, the first concept is non-locality. Non-locality. That's basically, you know, the best way to explain it is to use an analogy. For example, when you're driving in a car going from point A to point B, it appears that you're actually moving, that you're actually going somewhere. But what these scientists, including David Baum, have discovered is that that's not necessarily the case. What appears to be so isn't always so. You know, they come up with these perspectives by you know, examining particles on a subatomic level, atoms, protons, and you know, say, for example, you have two protons, you split them apart. You know, if you influence one proton, it actually also influences the other proton simultaneously, faster than the speed of light. So that's a little technical, and you can read up on this, but basically it goes into a non-locality. That's what we're talking about. Okay, we also have the concept of non-linear time. You know, I'm sure from high school you remember the theory of relativity, that time speeds up and slows down. And, you know, these things do relate to psychic development, to psychic perception, because without these concepts, without these larger concepts of reality, psychic perception wouldn't be allowed to exist. So, you know, we have different perspectives. For example, is the holographic universe, which is another concept that David Baum came up with. Have you ever heard anything about that, Daryl?
Yes, I have, actually.
Okay. Awesome, yeah. So, you know, so we have some awesome scientists coming up with some awesome perspectives here. Okay, now we also have the Princeton Engineering's Anomaly Research that's headed by Robert John, an aerospace scientist. He's a dean of the University School of Engineering at Princeton. Not just a undergraduate, the actual dean of engineering. And he has 25 years of research. Basically prove that telekinesis does exist. You can see their website. You know, take a look at that, the Princeton Engineering's Anomaly Research website, and you'll see a lot of just fascinating information as far as that goes. But without complicating things, without getting into analysis paralysis here, because, you know, the intellect can only understand these things so much. The best way is to actually get an experiential awareness of what we're talking about, to actually do it on your own time, to actually get a sense of what's going on. So let's go ahead and start off and do a couple exercises here. Let's go ahead and launch into that. I think that would be the best way for me to explain this to you. Okay, let's go ahead and close your eyes. Go ahead and bring your attention into your body. We're just going to play around with a couple of psychic development methods here. And as you do that, I want you to go ahead and tense your right hand nice and tight. Tense that hand nice and tight. Okay, now I want you to go ahead and move to the opposite foot. Tense that foot nice and tight and relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and take the opposite hand. Tense that hand nice and tight. As you're doing this exercise, I want you to pay close attention to how your body feels as you are doing this exercise. Okay, let's go ahead and take a leg. Tense that leg nice and tight. Relax it. Okay, tense it again nice and tight. And relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and take the other leg. Tense that leg nice and tight. And relax it. Nice and tight. And relax it. Now, as you're doing this exercise, what you want to pay close attention to is how your body feels different. For example, how do your legs feel different from your arms? How do the parts of your body that you've actually tensed and relaxed feel different? Okay, let's go ahead and move up to the stomach. Tense that stomach nice and tight. And relax it. Tense it again nice and tight. And relax it. okay, let's go ahead and take the chest. If you can do that, go ahead and tense that chest, the chest muscles nice and tight. And relax it. And again, nice and tight. And relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and take an arm. Tense that arm nice and tight. And relax it. Tense it again, nice and tight. And relax it. And again, as you're doing this exercise, you want to pay close attention to how your body feels as we're going through this. Okay, now let's go ahead and take the other arm. Tense that arm nice and tight. And relax it. Tense it again. And relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and take the face nice and tight. And relax it. Again, nice and tight. And relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and take the whole body nice and tight. And relax it. Again, nice and tight. And relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and work on an exercise here that deals with getting control of your emotions. It actually works on a few different levels, but that's the level that we're going to start off with. Okay, what I want you to do is go back to a time where you felt the emotion of I like. Maybe you saw a friend that you haven't seen in a while. Maybe you saw a movie that was really funny. Some type of situation where you actually felt that emotion of I like. So I want you to go back there and put yourself as if you're experiencing that situation right now, not as if you're sitting here listening to Dale Sellers talking to you on the phone. Okay, put yourself there. All right, what was going on? What time of day was it? What were the colors, the smells, the sounds, the shapes? What was going on around you? Pay attention to all those details, and as you do that, that helps you actually key in on the emotional state of I like. Okay, now go back to a time where you felt the emotion of don't like. I don't like. Maybe somebody that you didn't like, a boss or somebody you hadn't seen in a while that you weren't on good terms with. Don't like. Put yourself there. What was going on? Pay attention to the details, the time, the day. Just try to remember as many details as you can that helps you key in on that emotional state of don't like. Pay attention to the textures around you, the colors. Were you inside? Were you outside? Okay, let's go ahead and switch again to the emotion of I like. Go ahead and switch back here. You still with me, Daryl? Daryl?
Still here.
Okay.
Here.
I like.
No, no.
All right. Put yourself there. What was going on? And as you're doing this exercise, I want you to start to pay close attention to where you feel these emotions within your body. For example, the emotion of I like, do you feel it in your face, your stomach, your big toe? There's no right or wrong answers. Just pay attention to this. I like. Okay. I don't like. Go back to don't like. And I like. I'm going to speed this up a little bit. Just do the best you can to keep up with me here. I like. Don't like. I like. Don't like. I like. As you're going back and forth in between these two emotions, again, I want you to pay attention to where you feel these emotions within your body. Is it in your face, your stomach, your chest? You feel a shift going back and forth. I'm not trying to put any words in your mouth here. Just pay attention to this. It's different for everybody. Okay, now I want you to go ahead and bring that back to I like. Turn that up really, really strong. I like. Now, for example, in this exercise, there you can go and open your eyes now and bring your attention back into the room. With this exercise, there's a few different benefits here. One is that we get control. We work on getting control of the emotions. You know, for those of you that were actually able to pull this off for the first time, let me ask you, as you were moving those emotions back, who was controlling that? Was it me or was it you? Well, the answer is that it was you. It wasn't me. So it's all about you actually getting control over your emotions. And that's one of the fundamental steps towards psychic development is having control, absolute control over your emotions. Now, a lot of people don't believe that controlling your emotions is possible. But with these different types of tools that we have, you can actually pull these things off. Now, the other aspect of this is the actual places, you know, for those of you that were actually able to pull this off for the first time, the actual places where you felt these emotions, these are called the chakras. For example, your chest, your face, your stomach. These are actually energy centers in the body. And, you know, these chakras are recognized by almost every major religion throughout time. And predate back to, there's research, even people that they found in the Ice Age that have information that correlates with chakras. You know, the meridians and acupuncture, it's all related. You know, so by, you know, becoming aware of these chakras, that's another step towards psychic development. But again, the whole aspect is first getting control of your emotions, because say, for example, that you're trying to use psychic ability to focus in onto a situation, maybe somebody or something, or, you know, a situation at work or a relationship. If your emotions are out of control, they tend to block your abilities. They tend to block your perception on a psychic level. You know, especially if you're doubting or insecure or you're nervous, it's just not going to work out. So you have to get control of those emotions. And this exercise that I gave you here is just a beginning level simple exercise to start to break up emotional patterns so you can get control of these things.
Yeah, with this exercise, you can actually take any emotion that you're experiencing maybe throughout the day, maybe pick one that you want to work through, and really, it's just a matter of creating an opposite for that emotion. And then you take that that emotion and its opposite, and you work that back and forth, maybe 5-10 minutes a day. And you may find that this could definitely be even more effective than positive affirmations. Positive affirmations oftentimes can be self-defeating even. Because, you know, your mind's telling one thing, I'm going to be more successful or I'm going to be happier, but deep inside on a deeper level, you don't feel that way. So there's conflict there, it creates conflict. And you know on a deep level that you're just fooling yourself. You know, I think we've all been there before. Yeah, and this is, the whole idea is to make this into a fun game to play from time to time. You have fun with it like a child plays with a toy. And again, this is just a glimpse of some of the more advanced methods that we cover in our advanced psychic training course. Just, you know, we're just barely touching on the surface here of things that we cover much more extensively. Now, let's try to think a good thing to do here. Let's play around with a couple different exercises here. Give you guys something to chew on here. Let's go ahead and close your eyes again. Bring your attention back into your body. And what I want you to do is put a point of awareness inside your face. Just bring your attention to your face. Just imagine being inside your face. Just do the best you can. If you can't keep up with me, if this isn't making sense, just do the best you can. That's the best thing to do here. What I want you to actually do now is take that point of awareness and put it up in the corner of the room. Any corner of the room that you're in. If you're outside, put it on a park bench or something somewhere. And in your mind's eye, I want you to imagine what your body would look like from that point of perception, from that point of awareness. Now, of course, you know, if you're new to this type of training, you just want to make something up. You know, for example, as you look at yourself, you see your hairstyle, you see your facial structure, you see your body, you see yourself sitting there. That's the best thing to do is just make it up. Just put something there. Okay, now I want you to bring your attention again back behind your eyes. Imagine being back behind your eyes in your body right now. Okay, now I want you to go ahead and put that attention back at that point up in the corner of the room and look at yourself from that perspective, from a disassociative perspective. What do you look like? What's going on? Take a look at your facial expression. Your hair color, your hairstyle, your clothes. You know, again, if you're new to this type of training, you just want to do the best you can, your mind's eye, to visualize these things just to make it up. Okay, now again, bring your attention back into your body, back behind your face. Okay, now let's take that point in perspective and let's do something crazy here. Let's throw it present time. Let's throw it downtown at Times Square in New York. Just plop it down the street. Take a look around. What's going on? just make something up. You see all the billboards with advertisements. You see the clock up there. You see all the people everywhere. Just make something up in your mind's eye. Okay, now I want you to take that point of perception and pull it back behind your face. Bring your attention back to your face and your own body. Okay, now I want you to put that point of perception again back at Times Square. Plop it down there. Okay, now I want you to bring your attention back behind your face. Bring it back into your body. Okay, now let's go ahead and put that point of perception out there at Times Square again, but let's move it 10 years ahead. Just imagine what it would be like at that point of perspective 10 years from now. Take a look around. What do the cars look like? What do the buildings look like? What do the people look like? The clothing? And again, just make something up. That's how a lot of these exercises start off with, is just with imagination. Just kind of soak in that for a moment. Okay. Now I want you to go ahead and bring your attention back behind your body, back into your body, behind your face. Yeah, this exercise of putting out points of perception, of awareness, almost like a camera lens, like an eyeball. Once you start to practice at it a little bit, you can actually get to where you can start to test it. Say, for example, that you're going to a store or over to a friend's house. You take that point and you put it at that location before you actually go there. You know, and then once you're there, you actually match up, with any insights that you received. You actually compare those to what is actually occurring at that location. It's just a fun way to kind of test yourself. You can even put points in the past and in the future. As Princeton University talks about with these, this type of remote viewing, is that space and time are not limitations, that you're going to be just as accurate no matter how far you go, if it's a mile or 1,000 miles or 10 years back in the past compared to now. You're going to be just as accurate. And again, these are some beginning level exercises, but very powerful. And that's one of the main things with psychic awareness, is when you're trying to pick up a situation about somebody. For example, when you meet somebody new in a relationship and you're trying to get a sense of who that person is, how they're going to treat you in 6 months from now, what their true motivations and feelings are, instead of thinking about them on an intellectual level, what you want to do is actually put your attention where they are, actually move your attention. That's a common mistake that a lot of people make with psychic awareness, is they try to use the intellect, and the intellect has a lot of limitations. Even Einstein himself said that, the intellect has little to do on the road to discovery. I think Deepak Chopra talks a lot about that. He's got a couple books about that. Again, these are some powerful exercises for you to play around with. Now, a couple things here. One, as far as actually developing psychic awareness, in our research and training through years and years and years, we found that the challenge really isn't turning up awareness. The challenge really isn't, helping someone develop a psychic awareness, a psychic perception. In fact, there's processes I could run you on right now that would blow your perception open, where you could see through the room next to you, where you could actually put a point of perception 1,000 miles away and pick up accurate details about that situation. Or you could go to a business meeting tomorrow and pick up the thoughts of everyone in the room around you. So there are processes that can actually open that ability, and very rapidly. But here's the thing, you want to consider taking this a little more slowly. For example, in our advanced psychic training course, we take you step by step through different processes that open up that ability, not necessarily years and years and years, but you do want to respect it. I guess it's almost the same as giving a 15-year-old
keys to your new Lincoln Town Car and saying, okay, go ahead and go hit the interstate. It's probably not a wise choice. Psychic ability isn't something to be feared or something to be avoided or something to be scared of. It's just something to be respected. So, again, the challenge is not opening awareness and abilities. It's doing it at a pace that's comfortable for you, and that's what you want to pay attention to. Now, there are some approaches that really stretch this out. For example, Zen Buddhism, different types of meditational principles like this. Different type of approaches, different ritual paths and religious paths, and I guess some people need that time to integrate there. I personally am into something a little more faster that gives a little more solid results a little sooner. So whatever you are comfortable with, that's for you. So these are some of the different perspectives that we're talking about here. But again, as far as doubt, as far as debating whether these types of things exist, again, I encourage you to go back and do some of the research, some of the different sources that I mentioned. For example, Princeton Engineering. These guys have 25 years of research, and they prove through trial and error over and over and over and over through extensive laboratory research that even the telekinesis does exist, the ability to actually influence objects, physical matter. And they also did extensive research into remote viewing, which is similar to what we were doing before, where you're actually putting the points out at a different location. Especially when you have these top minds in our country, Princeton, and I think Daryl, you have some information here about this guy over at University of Arizona. What's his name?
Gary Schwartz.
Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, Dr. Schwartz, he was a professor of psychology, medicine, neurology, psychiatry, and surgery at the University of Arizona. He received his doctorate from Harvard University.
Okay.
And he served as a professor of psychology and psychiatry also at Yale University. In other words, he wasn't an idiot, and I came across him just through some research that I've done because, I produce mostly, medical programming and, started dabbling, obviously, in alternative medicine and also and looking into, psychiatry and telepathic experiences. He's done years of research in laboratory settings to, test telepathy and other psychic-based experiences. This includes using foolproof methods such as triple blind testing. And his conclusions, in his own words, is that certain mediums are capable of anomalous information reception. And just to let you know, what anomalous means is means of uncertain nature.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. In other words, Dr. Schwartz has proven beyond a doubt that some people are capable of receiving and sharing, psychic insights, even in, rigid laboratory experiments in an environment,
Okay, well, that's powerful, and that's great that we have some people that are willing to put their reputations on the line at some of these credible sources of, universities and research institutes that are saying, hey, these things exist. These things are a potential. And, in fact, the research that they did at Princeton, much of that research was done not on people that had training, but actually average people. And I always say this, is I think we're all psychic to some degree, that we all have abilities that, for example, you're sitting in a car at an intersection, you feel that sense of someone looking at you, and you look over in a certain direction and you catch someone staring you down. Well, that's, what is that? Did you think that was happening and that's why you looked over there? No, you felt it, So we all have these, this psychic type of awareness that shows up in our lives sometimes. You may have dreams about things that happen a couple weeks later. These are common experiences. And, what these experts have to say and also our own experiences help to, they help to help us to examine, the truthfulness of these types of things, especially when you have skeptics out there, old retirement magicians and different people like that that really have no credibility, really knocking these things down. So you really have to make the decision from within yourself. But I do encourage you to continue on you know, a research path to examine these things, you know, examine the source. Now, as I was mentioning, we all do, you know, I really believe that we all do have some level of psychic perception, some, you know, level of psychic ability. And I think, you know, at the same time, to be able to actually use that, to be able to turn that ability on and off at will, and to be able to use that accurately and specifically, you know, in my experience, that usually requires specialized training. And really, you know, as far as psychic development, it's not so much about learning how to do something new. It's not about learning how to read palms or read crystals or, you know, read tarot cards or some of these different approaches or perspectives. A lot of those things I think are misleading. You know, from our research, I can say that psychic development really is about undoing the blocks that are preventing psychic ability from occurring there in the first place. You know, getting rid of the emotional blocks. The you know, if your thoughts are going 1,000 miles a minute, as most people's are, how do you expect to focus into a situation and get any accurate details? You know, so these are the things that you have to consider. And you know, actually, before we get off the phone, I did want to mention something about our you know, advanced psychic training course. You know, we address psychic development much in this way that I'm talking about it. You know, not from the perspective that it's about learning something new. It's about undoing the layers of emotional stuff that we've gathered throughout the years from our parents, from our teachers, from our peers, because that's what's really blocking perception. Now, Daryl, you actually took this course. What would you have to say about it?
Well, you know, it really helped me in my line of work, which I mentioned is television production. And, you know, of course, work I've done as a psychic, you know, in production, you know, it helped me to see what way a show was going or what, you know, I needed to, what message I needed to convey, you know, to the viewers. And, you know, it also helped me, you know, what to say to the client because, you know, a lot of it, I had to get funding from a lot of these pharmaceutical companies, you know, and, you know, try to get, it helped me to gauge, you know, how they would react.
But, you know, when you say that, you mean on a psychic level, you were actually able to feel what they were going through, their emotions, and kind of read them. Not anything based on their facial expressions or anything like that.
No, because a lot of what I do was simply over the phone.
Right.
You know, so it was conference calls and so forth, and just talking to them. And, you know, a lot of people have the ability to, you know, they think to be able to read other people when they're talking to them face-to-face. But it's a whole different story when you're... something like this type of course, and then, you know, you keep up with the meditations or the drills, and it's just like a whole different ball game, and that's why I've been quite successful.
Yeah.
You know, even in my personal life, you know, it's helped me to see where, you know, in a relationship or where a relationship is going even before I made a commitment, you know. And it's allowed me to avoid, you know, a lot of suffering, you know, because almost, you know, intimately, you know, we all talk about, like, intuition or, you know, your first impression of someone, but, you know, so I would sometimes have flashes of just, like, boom, 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 like, you know, 5 months from now, 6 months from now, you know, a year from now, you know, and then, you know, by the, you know, the time of the year, I'm just like, you know, whether or not, you know, you even want to, you know, pursue, you know, this relationship. So.
Okay, well, hey, you know, a lot of people, I guess, that I've worked with over the years, they have concerns about, you know, an approach to psychic development being difficult or something that takes years and years to get anywhere with. What has your experience been with this particular path?
Yeah, I noticed changes even within the first couple of weeks. You know, I just became, you know, more aware of my surroundings. And then you get pretty excited about it. You want to clear up all those, you know, negative things that, you know, you may have accumulated over the past. And as you start to, you know, drop off those layers, so to speak, you'll start to see your perception go up.
Right. Okay, well, that's awesome. Yeah,
And, you know, again, there are many different paths, or at least a few legitimate paths out there that, that you can, you know, actually develop this type of awareness that we're talking about. Now, you know, through books, I mean, there's, you know, you walk into a metaphysical bookstore, there's thousands of books on these different topics, and I think there is some good information and you know, in some of these books. At the same time, it's difficult to tell, I guess, what's effective and what's not sometimes, you know, because there's, you know, along with the good stuff, there's a lot of junk. And also, you know, there is an old saying that, that trying to gain enlightenment by reading a book is equivalent to trying to scratch an itch through your shoe. You know, that it can be kind of tricky sometimes. And you know, that's why we encourage it that, well, as far as the books, the good stuff I've seen, you know, the good teachers, you know, in this particular area that teach this kind of awareness, just, you know, say, for example, you know, it's similar to a good martial arts teacher. They're not going to put their best moves in a book. You know, it's something that you know, they're going to work with you. They're going to want to work with you individually over a period of time before they really pass that stuff on to you. One is because it needs to be respected. And two, so, you know, they can serve as you know, a mentor there to kind of coach you through the process. And, you know, so as far as books, I mean, you know, there's a lot of benefits there, but I also encourage you to check out, I mean, if you can find something locally, some type of class, meditation class or you know, something, you know, along those lines, that's great. If not, I would consider you, you know, that you check out our advanced psychic training course. You know, in fact, we actually, you know, just for the callers on this line tonight, you know, in this seminar, we're actually offering a 10% discount off of the course until Tuesday, the 5th at midnight. So, you know, after the call, later tonight or tomorrow, we'll actually send out a link for that. You can also find that at lifeleap.org/ was it special? I believe it is. lifeleap.org/special. And through this course, it's you know, it's an 8-month course. It is a commitment. You know, the information is very extensive. You know, it's not something that I just came up with. It's you know, I actually received my training at an institute, IEP, you know, as Daryl was talking about before. And these guys basically for 70 years went through a lot of different systems of psychic development, of personal growth, and, you know, throughout their years researched what works and what doesn't work. They extracted the best techniques out of these different systems. And through thousands and thousands of case studies, really kind of filter down what's effective and what's not effective, you know, so that's what this course is really about. But, you know, it's not a thing where we just send you you know, especially if you're a correspondent student, which most of you on this call tonight will, you know, that's a category that you would fall under where you were taking the courses correspondently. You know, it's not a thing where we just send you a send you the lesson in the mail or through an email every couple weeks. You know, we have, you know, extensive support for students. We have online forums where you can communicate, share your experiences, ask questions. You know, we have study groups similar to this, but we're actually running you on the more advanced techniques. And, you know, of course, you know, the course opens up, you know, personal coaching with me. You know, I like to keep in touch with all the students. And, you know, we do have some spaces available now. We recently had some graduates. And, you know, we do actually keep a limited number of spots available because I like to be able to give personal interaction, personal attention to all the students that we have. So that's an opportunity. But, you know, whether you decide to take a look at this course or not, I encourage you to take some type of step towards this direction because really this is about experiencing life on a deeper level. You know, it's about breaking through a lot of the limitations that so many people live by these days. You know, it's about, you know, connecting with people on a deeper level. You know, of course, you know, this type of training, I mean, you know, I like to focus more on the practical aspects of psychic development, being able to sense, you know, people around you, what they're going through, especially if you're in a healing environment. That's good. But, you know, also when you meet someone for a new potential relationship or a business partnership, to be able to sense what's going on there. But, of course, that, you know, this type of training does also open up, you know, other different types of abilities, for example, astral projection or telekinesis. Those are some of the things that we actually coach people through, you know, if that's a direction that you want to go in. And we've had some phenomenal results with these types of experiences. These things are possible, you know. Do you have something you want to say, Daryl?
Well, I wanted to say, you know, I would, you know, suggest, you know, anyone who's interested in metaphysics really take advantage of this particular course, because it's not like, you know, most meditation courses where they tell you to sit and into your mind. It's more step by step, which is something that I needed, you know, because I read a lot of books. You know, I read a lot about Edgar Cayce and Emanuel Swedenborg, and you know, you read about the things they were able to do, when you get the wow factor. But I went to Buddhist, read a little into Buddhism and so forth. But I can tell you, just through this particular course, where it takes a lot of, the mysticism in a lot of different religions, or it takes a lot of the different things out of a lot of different courses I've seen, and packs it all into, you know, this 8-month course, and then it gives you drills that you can, you know, share, you know, with other people, and meditation drills that you do with your classmates, or you can do on your own, and it just opened up a whole new world. I mean, you know, I know you're a pretty practical Dale. You like to, you know, find out what's going on here, but I can tell you for myself, it's taken, like, even in dreams, I've received messages. This happens a lot.
Oh, definitely.
It happens a lot to people, but they don't really, like, you know, you kind of just blow it off in the morning as a coincidence, and I'm just like, you know, nowadays I really don't believe in coincidences.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I know it is. I mean, there's all type of experiences that you can have, and really, you know, successful people. I mean, a lot of CEOs and executives, IBM, Intel, a lot of these companies send their executives and CEOs to these executive boot camps, and they get similar training to this. You know, a lot of these guys are really psychic. I mean, they'll call it, you know, a gut feeling or a hunch, or that's my sense about something, but. You know, if you really want to achieve something in life, your intellect can only take you so far. You're going to be in a situation eventually where you don't have enough logical information to make decisions, and that's where intuition, that's where psychic ability comes in, is being able to, you know, get a sense of where things are going when you have limited information. And, you know, especially, you know, if you're trying to achieve a lot, if you're trying to run a business, if you're trying to help, you know, feed 100,000 starving children a year, you know, if you're trying to really pull something off, you know, it's a very helpful ability to have. It could be what defines success to failure. So we're going to go ahead and wrap the call up here in a few minutes. Again, you know, you guys can check out that course, and you know, pretty soon we'll have another series of, you know, another seminar series coming up. We'll be covering some more methods, some more philosophies, maybe hear more about what some of the scientists out there have to say about these different aspects. And, you know, on our website, we also, you know, if you just want to take it on a lighter level and do some more research, maybe, you know, we'll send an email out with some recommended books that you can pick up in, you know, really in any bookstore, just to kind of get a, you know, a sense about some of the things that I was talking about. I didn't go into, you know, to it too much, but about quantum physics, about nonlinear time, and about non-locality. I mean, these are fascinating things. They're kind of tricky to explain in a 5 or 10 minute conversation, but they are fascinating concepts, and it's good to understand these things, because to understand a deeper level of reality that you can live by, you know, there's no reason, you know, I think the way that a lot of people live, you know, the way that we live sometimes can be limiting and can lead us to suffering and confusion. So the whole idea is, by opening up your mind a little bit and considering some of these different perspectives that you're not going to hear about on CNN, or that you're not going to hear about in a college course, an average college course, by opening up your mind to these newer perspectives, by these different perspectives, a lot of times that can make things a lot easier, can give you a new, you know, a new way of looking at things, you know, so definitely. Well, it was a pleasure having everybody here tonight, and Daryl, thanks a lot for showing up, and, you know, keep an eye out for any emails that we may be sending out, you know, alerting of, you know, the next seminar series, and we'll probably make an audio recording of this session tonight. So maybe we'll post that up pretty soon so you can listen to it and review it. And again, it was a pleasure having everybody, and you guys take care of yourself.
Yes, pleasure having you guys also.
All right, take care, Daryl. Thanks.